Hello and welcome to another episode of Awards Daily's Water Cooler Podcast. And this is a very special episode. I'm your host, Clarence Moy, and I am joined by the other two M's. M's, let's quickly go around the cooler and tell the listeners who you are and where they can find you on the internet. Joey, we'll start with you.
Hi, I'm Joey Moser. You can find me on Twitter at JoeyMoser83.
Megan?
Hi, I'm Megan McLaughlin, and you can find me on Twitter at HeyDudeMeg.
And again, I'm Clarence Moy, and you can find me on Twitter at Clarence Moy, because I have returned to Twitter for some strange reason.
What happened to CH Moy?
Yeah, what happened to that?
It's gone. Like, it's dead. That account is dead. And I just decided to do my full name. I don't know why. Something different. Anyway.
But did you delete the whole thing?
Well, I deactivated it, and then it said you have a month to reactivate it. Otherwise, it's gone. And so it's gone.
Yeah. I did not know that.
So anyway, I have none of the same friends that I did before. Not that I had that many, but anyway. So as I awkwardly mentioned at the top of the podcast, this is a very special episode because we are, every year we do this thing. This is our third time, I think, doing this. Yeah. This is our fantasy Oscar pool. And Joey, why don't you tell the listeners, just remind them what this is and how we score it, because you're the one that does the scoring, I think, at least. I hope you're doing the scoring this year. Yeah.
I have to recreate another spreadsheet. So Fantasy Oscar, it was actually Megan's idea like 3 years ago, where we pick a mixture of performers and movies that at this point of the Oscar race have buzz. And it's, I mean, the Venice Film Festival started today. I haven't read anything yet. I've heard a little bit of news that some people have messaged me about, but essentially we were trying to get ahead of it before any buzz comes out and blindly go in and pick a certain number of performers and movies. And then as the Oscar season progresses, certain things give performers and movies certain points. So like if they're on the magazine cover, they get 5 points. If they get nominated for something, they get 5 points. If they win a Critics Award, they get 10 points. And I have this insanely evil, maniacal, color-coded spreadsheet that I do. And then last year we introduced halfway through, we're going to be doing like a trade where we can swap out things for other things that like maybe something dies or nothing takes off, so we get rid of that. Like last year I had Nicole Kidman in Destroyer, wasn't getting anything, so I dumped her and I picked up something else.
That was a new addition last year.
Yeah, that was new. We didn't do that the first time. So the first year, Clarence destroyed all of us. And then last year, I destroyed both of you. So this must be Megan's year.
I don't plan on winning.
It's kind of hard this year because, like, since we're doing a little bit before any buzz has come out, like, we don't know what's going to happen. Like right now there's no front runner. There's certain buzz about certain movies, but we don't know what the season has in store.
Right. And I know you said you try to stay ignorant of the goings on at Venice. I do think in fairness, I did see a lot of things coming out of that. So I think, you know, everybody should go with the same information going into selection. So Ad Astra and Marriage Story premiered, and they were both very well received, with some people calling Ad Astra a masterpiece and people becoming very emotional over Marriage Story and saying the performances were all uniformly excellent. So I think that's something I have gathered from Twitter, and I feel like you guys should also have that information so that we're all on the same even playing field.
That's funny. Like I heard that Ad Astra, I heard more positive things about Marriage Story than I heard about Ad Astra. I heard that Brad Pitt is really good in Ad Astra, but the movie itself, whatever. But I heard, yes, I heard Marriage Story is really good.
Okay. Excellent. So, so what we're doing is we're going to select three pictures that we travel through the rest of the year and we'll get points. And then we're selecting six performances from a male actor and a female actor. And they can be lead or they can be supporting.
Yes.
Excellent. So, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we should go in order of Megan did had the least. Was it Megan? No,
no, Clarence, I was the worst. Yeah,
okay, Clarence had the least amount of points. So the order of picking goes Clarence, Megan, Joey.
Correct. Now, what are we going to start with? Actor, actress, or picture? Megan, why don't you decide?
Well, of the last 2 years, we don't really pick just men or women first. We just, it sort of has, it's like a free for all, but I know we picked the performers before we picked the movies.
Okay. So I'm going to write these down. So I'm going to, sorry, one second. Let me, okay. So I'm going to start, and I am going to select Taron Egerton, Rocketman.
Oh.
Taron Egerton. Okay, I'm writing this down.
Oh, you're going to write it down?
Yeah.
I'm writing it down, too. So.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're all writing it down.
Can I go next?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. And we're picking actors? Okay.
Actor or actress doesn't matter. Just a person.
I'm going with Brad Pitt, Once Upon a Time in
then I am gonna go with Adam Driver from Marriage Story.
That's a good one.
All right. I am gonna go with Laura Dern for Marriage Story.
Okay, writing that down. Can't type fast enough. Okay, I am going out on a limb here. Just because I want to see this happen, and I think that it's a weak enough year that it could happen. Julianne Moore, Gloria fucking.
Yes!
I was looking, and I'm like, she actually could, not that I think she's going to win or anything, but she has a shot, because it's not like, I mean, if Awkwafina, well, we can talk about, I'm sure somebody's going to pick Awkwafina, but I just don't think it's a pack year, so I think Gloria Bell should still be in the conversation.
Yeah. Okay, then I'm going to pick Cynthia Erivo for Harriet.
All right.
I thought about her, too.
Yes, she was my next pick, but that's okay, because I'm going to pick Renee Zellweger for Judy.
You fucker!
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it! You should have picked her first.
I should have picked her first. God damn
it. I thought about picking her, too. There is controversy with Cynthia Erivo, though.
Because I just saw that.
You see that controversy?
Yeah.
That's going to... stupid, but it could hurt her.
It's early. It'll die.
Who knows, though?
Who knows?
I'm going to pick. I really want the grandma from The Farewell.
Oh, yeah.
Shuzhen Zhu.
Yeah, I love her. And, I thought she was the best thing about it. I mean, I thought The Farewell was good, but like, and I thought Awkwafina was great, but I thought she blew me away.
Yeah. Okay. Then I am going to go with Annette Bening for The Report.
I am going to go with...
swearing is going to start.
Yeah, this is when it's getting tough. I am going to go with Felicity Jones, The Aeronauts.
Oh, God, that movie.
I haven't watched previews for it yet.
It just came out today.
Thank God.
Yeah, it's a thing.
I'm going to pick. I like how I'm doing my impression.
Yeah.
Let's do Joaquin Phoenix for Joker. Everybody's saying, oh my god.
Oh my god, the gravitas. Oh my god.
Joker is going to be an Oscar contender.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm going to pick Antonio Banderas for Pain and Glory.
Ooh, friend of the podcast.
Antonio Banderas. I still have that. I still have that fucking Picasso thing staring at me from my bookshelf.
I gave mine away.
Okay.
I am going to pick Al Pacino, The Irishman.
Fuck. Okay, so, okay, never mind. Okay,
is it Irishman plural or singular?
I think it's singular.
Irishman.
Okay.
Irishman.
One man.
Okay. One man.
I'm going to pick Christian Bale, Ford versus Ferrari.
Like, what the fuck is that motherfucker right now? God damn it.
But all another friend of the podcast, Shauna Duggins, is Katrina Balfe's Thunderbolt. Oh. So. Oh. I like how I'm making these people we interview friends of the podcast.
I'm going to pick Tom Hanks. It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
I was thinking.
Aww.
Even though he looked nothing or sounds nothing like Mr. Rogers.
I know. Why doesn't he?
All right. I'm going with Meryl Streep for The Laundromat.
I watched that trailer today, and I just wasn't sold on it.
You know what I'm really mad about with that?
Oh, fucking wait, trailer? You could pick. You don't have to pick three men and three women.
No, we're doing
six men, six women.
Oh, I was doing it wrong. Whoops. Sorry. That's okay.
Silly youth.
Joey, you need to type more quietly because it's coming through very loudly.
That ain't me.
That's
it. Oh, sorry.
Let's do. Mm-hmm. Saoirse Ronan.
Ah, oh, you bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm running out of people. I guess. Oh God. Nike. How about? I literally just have a piece of paper with celebrities' names written on it, and I'm like freaking out. How about okay, I'm sorry. Jodie Turner Smith for Queen and Slim.
Left field selection. All right. I will
just pick just so everyone knows, like, Clarence, you have only picked two men.
Yes.
So you have 1, 2, 3, 4. You have two women left.
Correct.
Okay, so
go on. I will pick Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story.
Wait, a power.
So you're doing six actors.
Six men, six women.
Oh, okay.
Daily. So we're going to have 12 actors and three movies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick, and I don't think, oh, Margot Robbie. I think she's going to get in.
For?
Once Upon a Time.
Okay. How about, looking up a plot of a movie real quick because I don't know what it is.
Come on, Joey.
This is really hard, Clarence.
you've had plenty of time to do the research.
I have plenty of time to overthink everything. How about Joe Pesci, The Irishman?
Yeah, he was on my list too. All right, I'm going to go with Charlize Theron for Bombshell.
Damn it.
So that completes me in the actress category.
Okay, hold on. I'm writing this down. Charlize Theron, Bombshell.
Not playing Marilyn Monroe.
I wish. I'd be so fucking excited for that movie.
Okay, I'm going to pick Robert De Niro, The Irishman.
So we each have an Irishman.
Yes.
Har, har, har.
Har, 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 har.
I think he's still available.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So many people I picked. Oh, God. I'm probably going to trade her later. But Maggie Smith, Downton Abbey?
Oh.
Right? Like, oh, God.
So random. I love it. And she shares her birthday with me.
I mean, she's won how many Emmys? How many Emmys?
That's interesting, Joey.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to pick Leonardo DiCaprio, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, God damn it. Oh my God, I'm gonna lose so hard this year. Oh my God.
Floribel, I'm gonna lose. I'm going to go with
you.
Doing my best impression of you.
Impression of me? What the fuck?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go with Jennifer Hudson for Cats.
Oh my God, I was gonna pick her.
Sound like you when I was doing that. Oh my God, I'm turning into you.
Oh God damn it. Well, no one has picked. Wait, how many men do I have? How many men? 3, 4. No one picked Brad Pitt for Ad Astra, so.
Okay, fine, take him.
He's mine.
I don't understand what Ad Astra is anyway.
I think of Ed Asner every time I hear Ad Astra.
Ugh. This is like.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to pick. I don't know. I've got this one name on this list that I haven't decided if I'm going to pick it yet. I don't want to say. I'm going to go with Eddie Murphy. Dolomite is my name. Oh,
I think that's a good one.
What is it?
Eddie Murphy, Dolomite is my name.
I feel like I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I only have one man left.
Okay, I'm going to look at, hold on, so actors. I am running out of actors. I mean, I need to pick some actors.
It's thin. It's thin.
There's not a lot. I should just go with what I wanted to pick for actress because I can't think of anybody for actor. I'm gonna go with Lupita Nyong'o for.
Yeah. I would fucking die.
She's so good in that.
She is.
She really is. She
Even
really is.
People are like, she's making fun of people with.
Yeah.
Speech impediments?
I don't know. I still thought she was very good. And it was realistic of what somebody who wouldn't have spoken for decades would sound like. I would
say. Exactly.
Okay. I guess I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with. Brie Larson for Just Mercy.
What's that?
It's the same guy who directed her in Short Term 12 and. The Glass Castle. It has a really good cast.
Just Castle was one that was supposed to be like this big movie that didn't do it.
Wait, what?
The Glass Castle.
Yeah. Just Mercy has like Jamie Foxx, Brie Larson, Michael B. Jordan, Tim Blake Nelson, O'Shea Jackson Jr. It's a powerful and thought-provoking true story. It follows a young lawyer in his history-making battle for justice.
Okay. I am going to go...
It's your turn.
Is it my turn? Okay. I'm going to go with...
myself over.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. Go on.
I'm going to go with Timothy Chalamet for The King.
It was either last pick.
No, I've got one more actor.
Okay.
I'm going with Willem Dafoe for The
Lighthouse. God damn it!
Yeah, that was on my list, too.
Ugh. Yeah. Okay. Then someone picked Meryl Streep.
Yep. For Laundromat, not for Little Women.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, I don't think Little Women is going to happen.
Really?
No, I mean, I don't think her in Little Women is going to happen.
I think Little Women's going to be probably a big deal.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Oh, God.
It will be a big deal on Twitter.
Yeah. I am going to go with... I will go with Janelle Monáe for Harriet.
Oh. Nice. Oh. Okay, my last performance pick is it's been on my list. It's a hammy one, I'm sure. John Lithgow for Bombshell.
Oh, fuck. For gnawing on that scenery, I'm sure.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I have no idea what I'm going to pick for my last one.
I have to pick a dude.
Not the worst.
Guys.
What?
James Corden for Cats is still available.
Oh, well, in that case.
I'll take the Taika Waititi. What's his name? The Jojo Rabbit guy. How do you say his name?
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Taika Waititi?
Yep.
I'll take him for Jojo Rabbit.
So someone has Charlize Theron.
Yep.
For both movies. Or, I said Charlize Theron and thought Margot Robbie.
Nobody has Margot Robbie for Bombshell.
Okay.
Megan, you picked Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with a left field prediction. Maybe she'll pick up some critics' choices. I'm going to go with Alfred Woodard for Clemency.
Wait, do you have to have 6 men and 6 women?
Yes.
But
is that my last woman? Hold on. Erivo, Benning, 3, 4, 5. I only have 5 women.
You have Cynthia, Annette, Jodie Turner-Smith, Maggie Smith, Brie Larson.
Oh, I didn't write Brie Larson down. So I have to pick another man now?
Yes, pick another man.
I don't know. Well, fuck. Oh, then I'm going to pick, I'll pick Mark Ruffalo for Dark Water.
That's a good one.
All right, I have a question before we start picking the pictures. Joey, last year, it's a silent star, stage and screen.
Is it about like what it can be picked up prizes for?
Yeah, it's not just a best picture prize, right?
If it wins cast ensemble, that's how I think that's literally how I won, because I picked Roma and Roma picked up foreign language everywhere.
Right. Okay.
So if it's a best picture equivalent or best movie equivalent, then yes, you can get points for it.
Okay. Then I'm going to start with Toy Story 4.
Oh, well, fuck you.
Oh, wait, so it doesn't matter if it's best picture. It can pick up.
Yes, like a lot, like obviously, like it doesn't. So yeah, that means if it gets like Roma got best picture nomination and foreign language film, if it's like a best picture equivalent, like it has restrictions other places, like a movie from Iran probably won't get best picture. I mean, some it might, who knows, at the Oscars. If it's a best picture-y type thing, yes, it'll get points.
Okay. I'm picking Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I'm picking Little Women.
Hold on, writing this down. We get 3 each of these ones?
Yep. I am going with Irishman.
Fuck you. Okay. Megan?
I'll go with Marriage Story.
Fuck you. That was my next one. Now I don't know what to pick.
Actually, can I change it?
I mean, I'll gladly take Marriage Story off of you.
Don't change it.
Change it.
Don't change it. Don't change, change it. Don't
change it.
So I'm thinking of a vote. Like, are we counting nominations? Is that how we?
Yes, nominations get in.
So it's meant for the men as many. Okay, I'll just stick with it. All right.
Fuck you. Fuck you. God damn it, Clarence.
Yeah.
Then I am picking. I'll pick 1917.
God damn it. Now I've got to find another one.
Sorry.
Jesus, once you get past like 5 or 6 titles, it's like
we don't know anything.
Dead zone. Like, I know. Oh hell. A Hidden Life.
Which one's that?
That's the Malick, right?
Oh. Okay.
I'm picking Cats.
Oh God, I hate you so much. Oh shit. I love that. What is playing at Telluride?
What is playing? Wait, I've been getting messages about it all day.
I am going to say that I am picking. I'm going to do Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Ooh.
Excellent. Okay, so we've made our selections. Now we're going to sit on them through the festivals and then somewhere just before the critics round, probably around just before Thanksgiving, before the critics start voting, that's our next trade round, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then is that the only trade round we do, or do we have another one leading into the nominations?
We only did one last year. I would say that if we want to do one where we, you know, if we want to do more than one, or if we want to do something where, I don't know, we can talk about it, I guess.
Okay. Excellent. So is that it? Is that everything?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. So join us on Monday, on Labor Day, for our next podcast, where we're starting to break down the Emmy races and figure out who is going to win in the limited series, comedy, and drama races. We've got a big month coming up in September, obviously, with the Creative Arts Emmys coming up on the 12th and 13th of September. So watch the website and Twitter as we talk about the winners. And then, of course, the final Emmy ceremony is September the 22nd. Follow us on the website. Follow us on Twitter. We'll be live tweeting through that, I'm sure. We're also most likely going to have a contest in the month of September where you can predict the Emmys. I think the same person has won 2 years in a row, so maybe we can break that streak. All right. So with that, thank you for joining us for this special podcast, and we will see you next week.